Welcome to Take and Lead Podcast. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. I have a guest today. My today's guest is Xavier Bruce. Hello, Xavier. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Now, Xavier, I like to give my guests the chance to introduce themselves and tell them a little bit about so the listeners can get a feel and know who they're talking to. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like some history?
Yes, absolutely. So I am a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. I'm from Lake Village, Arkansas. Right out of high school, I went to the Air Force Academy prep school, and then 4 years at the Air Force Academy. I bounced around in different states and different deployments, and we'll talk a little bit later about my deployment. But then I ended up here in the Frederick, Maryland area, and I retired in 2019, and now I've started Uplift, trying to help veterans behind me overcome stress and anxiety.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like you spent a whole, how long did you actually spend in the military?
24 years.
24 years. Wow. Yeah. That's quite a bit of time. And of course, the Taking the Lead podcast is really, really focused for those people who've actually been in those type of careers. I mean, even though we talk about a lot of subjects that could touch everybody, but someone who's been into, you know, military, first responders, whatever, where it's been more of a demanding career of your time and your energy. Now, you said you had Uplift, so you have businesses. Can you describe the two businesses that you started? I know you said Uplift, but what do mm-hmm. you have?
Right. So the word Uplift is in both businesses. One is a for-profit. It's called Uplift Energy Coaching, LLC. In that particular business, we're helping Black veterans specifically who want and need to find ways to alleviate the stress and anxiety associated with their transition out of the military and into the civilian world. And the other business is a nonprofit, 501c3. It's called Uplift Empowerment Incorporated. In that business, we're broadening the scope and we're serving those that are underserved, those underserved veterans who may have been out for years and still find themselves underserved. So it may be minority men and women, as well as those who just feel like they've been underserved. So we won't turn anyone away if they're not a minority, but it seems to be the case that minorities have a longer list of pain points than other demographics. So those are the two businesses. For-profit is Uplift Energy Coaching, LLC, and the nonprofit 501c3 is Uplift Empowerment Incorporated.
And then when you explained it just now, you did talk about some of the characteristics, the common characteristics you see. And I want to kind of touch on that a little bit more. During your for-profit and nonprofit, what do you see? What are some of the common characteristics, the similarities, and the things that you see when you're talking to people during your uplifting movement?
Yeah, so that's a great question. What we're finding is that veterans deal with six types of stress that mess up the way that they show up. And the job that they are in, at work, at home, at school, at church, wherever they are, these six types of stress mess up the way that they show up. And when you look at the acronym mess up, we're talking mental, emotional, spiritual, social, universal, and physical. So that is what we're finding across the board. Once we did some analysis and we were able to categorize what these veterans are dealing with, we looked at the acronym mess up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Now, what was your reasons? What's your key reason for, you know, starting your empowerment and uplifting journey for these individuals?
So remember I mentioned deployments? So I was in Kandahar, Afghanistan, and I tell you what, in the book, you'll see why I felt the way that I felt in that particular deployment. Basically, I was there. I was on the phone with my now ex-wife. We were arguing about something, and you know, our marriage was on the rocks. I was trying to finish up my doctorate, so that was stressful. And at the same time, we had rocket attacks in Kandahar. So this particular morning, there was a rocket attack nearby. It landed. I had to run out to the bunker. And while I was in there, I was like, you know what? I need to talk to somebody. But I didn't trust the military medical system. I didn't want to talk to a doctor because I didn't want to get my security clearance yanked or kicked out for any reason. So mm-hmm. I sat there and I said, you know what? I need to learn how to uplift my damn self.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. And then that's understandable when you're, and what you just said, it's like you have a mandate in as far as, you know, your security clearance, and then you don't want to, but you still need to get through and get past. And then what are some of the, and you uplifted your damn self. So mm-hmm. what is some of the things that you did for yourself? Can you kind of like give an example of how you kind of uplifted yourself and empowered yourself to move on that challenge that you were going through? And then actually how you defeated and how you got over that challenge. Is there like a little one system that you could share, example, and then the one shift system that you could share to give the audience more about when you're talking about to uplift yourself?
Yeah. So basically, when I was going through that mental stress and anxiety and what ended up being PTSD, I needed a life coach, but you don't find too many brothers who are certified life coaches. So I didn't have anyone I felt I could turn to. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to become a life coach. I can help other brothers dealing with issues and don't want to ask anyone else for help. So one example of what I did was started my uplift business so that I can learn all the knowledge and the skills and the ability to really demystify and make the complex more understandable to my fellow brothers and sisters. So I was dealing with stress in how to start a business. So I created a framework and we can talk about how that framework now works. It basically, it's a three-step process in which I identified the problem, I analyzed the energy level, and then now I make command decisions. And now I take that framework and I help others learn how to do that on their own.
Now, you know, can you kind of like break it down, like just give a, you know, problem and then for you that you've dealt and when you were doing it for yourself and something in history and then go through your steps. Is that, you know, mm-hmm. is that hard to, could you do that?
No,
for us?
Real quick, three steps. You can look at it as the phrase, I am. As a song out there, it's a blues song called I Am Somebody. That's one way to remember it. But I am, the mm-hmm. I is identify the energy block. So let's say, for example, in my case, my energy block was starting a business. Being an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. when I've been in the military for 24 years, what do I know about being a CEO of a business and in this particular space? So the problem that I identified was mental. I had these assumptions and limiting beliefs and interpretations. I had this inner critic saying, man, you may have wanted to stay in the military as long as you could, or you know, business may not be for you. So the first step I identified was the mental block, which is, hey, you're not good enough to start your own business. And then the second step, analyze the energy level. Well, level one is feeling like a victim. Like, oh mm-hmm. man, this is not going to work. You know, what was I thinking? So I identified myself at level one at the beginning of my entrepreneurship. And then level three, the step three is make a command decision, the M in I am. And that command decision was, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to jump, but I'm going to make sure that I'm servicing the people who want and need to be served, and they're going to find my unique value proposition. So that's how I was able to coach myself. And now when I help others, depending on whatever their situation is, it may not be transitioning out of the military. It may be another life transition, maybe divorce, or now that COVID is hitting everyone, it's unemployment or underemployment. So I use that same mm-hmm. framework, but their problem may be different in every case.
And then just using you in that starting a business example, when that limited belief or that energy came back, how did you get yourself out of it? What was a kind of something, a staple that you used to just keep yourself moving and going and not falling back into your level, like you said, level one or feeling victim?
Mm-hmm. So what I had to do was realize that I am somebody. I have three things. I have passion, I have purpose, and I have power. So it's this positive self-talk, but not just, you know, feel good energy, feel good positivity. It's like, okay, yep, I had to learn rocket science at the Air Force Academy. So if I can learn rocket science, I can learn anything. So you have to have this confidence about yourself. Like, you know what, I can do this, but how do I do it in a way that makes sense? That it's practical, so that people look at it and say, you know what? No, I need to talk to Dr. X. He looks like he got his stuff together. He's coached himself, and he can give me some pointers about how I can coach myself based on anything that is in front of me. I think that Dr. X will put me on the right track.
Okay. I see. That's great. You know, and with that said, Dr. X, I like that, Dr. X. We're going to take a break and come right back with my guest, Xavier Bruce, also known as Dr. X. Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reaching my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving onto your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We're back with Dr. X, Xavier Bruce. Xavier, now you mentioned about your book, Uplift Your Damn Self.
So when I say that title, and I have it on my shirt right now that I'm wearing, people sometimes are taken aback, but others are like, you know what, I love that shirt. And the whole idea behind this book is to highlight my childhood. I'm from Lake Village, Arkansas. Most people don't know about that area of the country. So I wanted to highlight my hometown. So it talks about my childhood, dealing with what I felt was isolation, but it was not because of necessarily anyone else. I can't blame, you know, too many people about how I was at the time growing up, but it takes me through, it takes the reader through my childhood. And then it talks about my time at the Air Force Academy. You know, I'm coming from the South, predominantly Black, and now go to a predominantly white military institution. So it talks about the struggles that I had there at the Air Force Academy. Then it talks about what I dealt with during my active duty years in the Air Force. So there are some stories in there that will maybe take some people aback, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then the challenges of doing 24 years in the military, and it kind of stops there, so that people will wonder, hey, you know what, how is Dr. X doing now? And the last chapter talks about how I took what I've learned and my lessons learned and best practices, and I've created this new movement to help people overcome something that may have that they may have dealt with in their lives.
Okay. Now, when I mentioned and first talked about it, now I want you to say the full title of the book. So definitely, because when like you said, some people are taken back. So when I see that, I was like, okay, but I can, you know, carefully say it, but I want you to tell us the whole title of the book and when they see it. So especially when people want to look up and they want to look more and look for your book, what's the name and the title of the book?
Yeah. So the name of the book is Uplift Your Damn Self, A Black Veteran's Guide for Empowerment. 8 Rules to Make a Strategic, Energetic Transition.
Cool. Okay. Now I hear in your title, your target of your book. Now, is it just for the veterans, or can a whole lot of other people can kind of get this book and learn something from it?
Marketing 101, you need to find a niche and specialize mm-hmm. in a particular demographic or market. However, in my case, I can help anyone that's going through a life transition. It doesn't matter what color you are, what type of, you don't have to be military. You can be someone who is going through a life transition. This framework and these steps will help anyone. It could be a teenager that's transitioning from high school to college, or from playing ball to not playing ball anymore, even though they may have played since they were peewee. So how do you transition from always being an athlete to not playing anymore? So that's a life transition. So we help just about anyone going through a life transition.
Okay. And now your book, what are some, can you just name at least 2 key takeaways people can get from the book when they read it?
Yeah. So and we have 8 chapters that basically are aligned with the 8 rules. And a couple that stick out for me is the first one is courage is fear that has said its prayers. Because mm-hmm. We all deal with fear. But mm-hmm. once we pray about it and we have faith that we can come out of it, that fear turns to courage. And that kind of speaks to the title of the book, because some people may get confused, and me saying uplift your damn self, they may think, oh, does that mean you shouldn't pray anymore? Does that mean you shouldn't ask for help? Does that mean you need to be self-righteous now? No. What I'm saying is, and it's in the Bible, where it talks about how, you know, faith without works is dead.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is tell people is, look, put your mask on before you attempt to help others. You know, lift mm-hmm. yourself up and then lift and then lift as you climb. So the first one is courage is fear that has said its prayers. And the second one is there are known unknowns and there are unknown unknowns. Known unknowns are those things you know that you don't know. You just know that there's some things that you don't know. But then there mm-hmm. are unknown unknowns. Unknown unknowns, you don't even know that you don't know these things. And that's what mm-hmm. Uplift is all about. We're trying to, again, demystify some of the complex things that veterans and others that are in transition, they just simply don't know that they don't know. So that's the other chapter that sticks out that people will get a lot out of.
Wow. And that sounds like that's a great, great book. Now, where can they find your book if they want to purchase it?
Oh, Amazon.com. You know that if you go to Amazon.com and you don't even have to go to the book section. You just go into the search box where you order whatever you order on Amazon, and you start mm-hmm. typing in Uplift Your Damn Self and hit enter, my book will be at the top. So
yeah.
Type in Uplift Your Damn Self on Amazon.com and there you have it. Or if you're in the DMV area, you can get a signed copy. We can, you know, arrange a meetup somewhere. I'm in Frederick, Maryland, so it can't be too far. But uh-huh. we can meet up and I can get someone a signed copy if they can just, email me. And we'll get the contact information out there. But yeah.
Now, I do have to ask you this. When you were titling the book, did you titled that particular, were you kind of like wondering, was there any question about that uplift your damn self? Was that any question about that? I just have to ask.
Well, I mean, you are asking great questions because it's a gamble. It is a gamble. There's going to be some people that are maybe ultra and uber religious, and they're going to just, you know, discount the book and say, I don't even want to touch it. But then again, I'm focusing on veterans. So we've heard worse than this. So it's uh-huh. all about brand. It's about branding. It's about being edgy. It's about getting someone's attention. Like, oh, you know what? And then you'll be amazed at those that come up to me or see it on my shirt or see the book and they chuckle and they say, you know what? I love that. I like that. And it just depends uh-huh. on who you are as a person.
Well, I definitely think it's an attention getter, because it definitely got my attention, because I was like, okay, wait a minute. But I really think it's definitely a good title, and it's a good cause and a good reason. And I know, besides writing books, I know you also speak. You're a speaker. And I mean, COVID is probably the live, have you been doing since COVID as far as getting your word out, as far as appearances and speaking and letting people know? Actually do things now?
Yeah. So when COVID hit, I had to pivot, and I created two online courses. One online course is on Udemy, Udemy, and you can find that on my website. But that's a self-led course, because I want people to, depending on what type of learner you are, you just want to, do it on your own. You don't want anyone trying to teach you through it, whatever. You just want to do it on your own. However, there are some people who want the instructor involved. So I have an online instructor-led course that I have built as well. So those are ready to go. I have flashcards, because you want to learn these concepts on the go at times. You may not have your phone or your laptop, but you have these flashcards that you can have to learn these concepts. Virtually, I am providing coaching Zoom or Microsoft Teams. I also have a safe space that we can social distance here in Frederick, Maryland, at Jerk and Jive Bar and Restaurant. So they have a separate room in the back that I can have. I've had some speaking engagements there where people can socially distance, wear their mask, but also if they want to eat, have an adult beverage, and learn more about how to uplift their damn selves, I have that as an option as well.
You know, I'm going to back you up a little bit. You talked about the flashcards. Tell me more about the flashcards. What are they? What can we expect from the flashcard? What are the flashcards?
Yeah, so I have about 90 flashcards in each packet. And basically, you remember when I said there's three different steps. As for example, identify. Identify the energy block. So there's six energy blocks, and then I drill down into, okay, what does the mental energy block look like? And under the mental energy block, there's this acronym of ALIBI, A-L-I-B-I. So we look at assumptions, limiting beliefs, interpretations, bias, and inner critic. So the flashcards have the key word on one side, and then on the back side, it explains exactly what that inner critic means, what that looks like, what does bias look like, so you have the definition of it on the flip side, so that as you're going through your life, and you can refer to these flashcards, and if you're like, you know what, I have this problem that I'm having, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, you can go to those particular flashcards and say, okay, yeah, that's an assumption, or that's a limiting belief. And then that will kickstart, okay, well, how do I analyze my energy level? And then subsequently, how do I make a command decision?
Oh, wow. That is good. I like that. I like that idea and that concept. That's pretty good. Now, what are some of your future projects that you're working on that's coming up in, near future?
So I just had my first book signing on Saturday. It was a good turnout, considering COVID. It was socially distanced. People wore their masks. And we sold quite a few books and T-shirts and hats and coffee mugs and shaker bottles, so that it's just holistic. It's not just a book. It's about wearing a shirt that says, uplift. And you just get this sense of inspiration by getting some of the merchandise that we provide. So there'll be more book signings. In fact, I am linking up with a business owner in Hagerstown, Maryland. So we're nailing down another book signing there. I will be having a coaching summit. I'll be part of a coaching summit next month. That will be on my website and social media, the details of that. And then, as I mentioned before, the online course, that is something that I will be able to get out in front of people, but actually teach them the concept in an 8-week course, just like you would take in a graduate level university or college. So Those are my present and future projects to really get it out there so that, you know, when we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's a higher level of depression and anxiety. Yes. So I wanted to put mm-hmm. something out there now so that people don't get to the point where they're just overcome by stress and anxiety.
Oh, cool. Now we're getting close to the end of the show, and I just can't let you leave without asking you this question. What would be one key advice that you would give a person that's looking to uplift themselves in order to take charge of their lives?
Mm-hmm.
Just learn. Just one. I know you got plenty.
So if I could just leave the listeners with one thing to do to change your life, make a command decision. Command decision is a military phrase for not asking for permission, not asking for someone to empower you. That's why I use the word empowerment. Learn how to make mm-hmm. a command decision outside of any other's bias or input so that you can really tap into your passion, your power, and your purpose.
Wow. And that's good. That's good advice. Now, you actually explained on our show a lot of different things you got going, things you're, you know, actually your programs and other things that, you know, your book. Now, if someone wanted to, if they wanted to reach out to you, where could they find you? Website, social media, and make mm-hmm. sure, you know, you give us all so we can be able to, because you got a few, got a lot of good things going on.
So as you can imagine, my website is www.upliftyourdamnself.com. And you can also connect with me on social media for Instagram and LinkedIn. I am at Dr. XZ, the Z is in victory, and Facebook at Xavier V. Bruce. And don't forget to get a copy of the book on Amazon. Again, just type in Uplift Your Damn Self, and you'll be able to find that as well.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Xavier, Dr. X. I'm going to call you Dr. X from now on. This has been a great show. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m., and if you can't catch us at 7, it's 24/7 after that. If you'd like to reach out to me, my website is liveproactively.com. I'm Pamela Burkett-Jones on Facebook, and also business site is Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. I'm Instagram. I am Live Proactively. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. X. Thank you, guests, for tuning in, and look forward to chatting with you again.